The post office has agreed to relocate its branch in New Cossey. The move will see the existing service, based at 91 Norwich Road, relocate to the East of England Co-op at 200 Norwich Road. It'll open as a modern local-style branch with significantly longer opening hours. Will Russell, Post Office Regional Network Manager, said, "We understand how important having a post office is to residents in New Cossey, and we're confident that this new modern branch will meet the needs of the local community and secure services for the future. The modernisation is part of a major investment programme, the largest in the history of the post office, and makes a commitment to no more branch closure programmes. There'll be two open-plan counters alongside the retail till, which will be open throughout the store's opening hours. That's Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m, and on Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. This will offer customers an extra 60 hours and 30 minutes of post office services every week, including all-day Sundays. It would also mark an end to lunchtime closing, and the branch would open earlier and close much later every day."
A tasty array of events and initiatives celebrating the best of Norfolk's food and drink scene is set to be served up this year. Some of the highlights of the Norfolk Food and Drink 2016 were unveiled at a special launch event for sponsors and supporters at Open in Norwich last night. It is the 12th year of the organization's championing Norfolk's food producers and creators, and the second year of it expanding from a festival to being an all-year-round organization. Sarah DeChair, Norfolk Food and Drink Chairman, said, "Our main aim is to promote Norfolk and to put our wonderful county on the foodie map. To get more people talking about Norfolk as a place to go where they can find great restaurants, pubs, accommodation, and can purchase a variety of local food and food products which have been lovingly made in our county."
And that's just about all for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office, and that's on 01603 765 365. Once again, that's 765 365, if you didn't know, and we'll call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us too on our website, that's cbtn.org.uk, cbtn.org.uk. Please return your Chatterbox recording to us by putting it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, not forgetting to turn over the address label. And you do not need to put a stamp on the wallet. It's postpaid. Well, we hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox. Your readers on part one were Elizabeth Stimson and Rupert Hipwell. The feature reader was Robin Quine. And the edition was recorded by Peter Murch, with Chris Skinner's feature recorded by Tim Edwards. All items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So, now on behalf of our editor this week, that's Peter Wilson and all the team, it's goodbye.
From Marianne Penn.
And from me, John Francis. Goodbye.
Goodbye.